Good evening. This is Shivashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. The government has called for an all-party meeting on Sunday to ensure smooth proceedings for the upcoming budget session of Parliament. The session starts on Monday with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presenting the Union Budget 2024-25 on Tuesday. This will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the budget will reflect the government's forward-looking policies. Six new bills are expected to be introduced during the session. A significant discussion convened by Deputy Commissioner Capital Itanagar Talaputum brought together headmasters and teacher in charges of government upper primary schools in Itanagar and representatives from the Adhan Foundation yesterday. The meeting aimed to enhance educational outcomes in line with National Education Policy, NEP 2020, and the Shala Siddhi framework. The Adhan Foundation presented their initiatives to improve quality of education through school complexes as mandated by NEP 2020. Speaking on the occasion, the DC emphasized the crucial role of teachers and the importance of foundational learning to boost students' academic performance. On the occasion, the school heads shared practical examples of how they utilize available resources to create efficient teaching learning materials, which were highly appreciated. The discussion fostered a collaborative spirit and commitment to advancing education in the capital region. East Siang Deputy Commissioner Tahitagu, in a review meeting on Friday, called for 100% immunization coverage in all health centers, including outreach vaccination sessions to protect every child from vaccine-preventable diseases. It was the first quarterly district task force meeting on immunization for East Siang district. Speaking on the occasion, DMO Dr. Komling Perme emphasized the importance of thorough household service for successful routine immunization and addressing floating populations. He called for health centers to prepare for NQA is National Quality Assurance Standards Certification, targeting 50% by 2025 and 100% by 2026. Meanwhile, WHO consultant Dr. Aishwarya RG provided inputs for strengthening routine immunization and measles and rubella surveillance while emphasizing the importance of support from stakeholders, regular training for health workers and comprehensive service. The meeting also highlighted the overburdened ASHAs in urban health centers and the need for a three-month advance microplan for routine immunization. National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the center-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET UG. NTA has published the results following the direction of the Supreme Court. Earlier, the Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and center-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The Independence Day Football Tournament 2024 kicked off this morning at the newly inaugurated FIFA Standard Artificial Turf at Gyalwa Sengyang Gatso High Altitude Stadium in Tawang. Abbot Shelding Tulku Thupten, Tender of Tawang Monastery, led prayers for peace to open the event. The tournament, featuring 46 teams from Tawang District, is organized by multiple local and regional associations with a total of 140 matches scheduled, including 104 men's and 36 women's. It will run until Independence Day 2024. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary Tawang District Sports Association Urgen Doji conveyed thanks to key supporters including Chief Minister Pema Khandu and former MLA Sering Tashi. In the opening match, D Club Jung thrashed Prime United Tawang 7-0. The five-day Northeast National Service Scheme NSS festival concluded on Friday at Manan Kendra, Gangtok. The festival featured vibrant cultural performances from Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim. The Arunachal Pradesh team from Rajiv Gandhi University, Raju, excelled, winning the Best Contingency Award and securing third place in cultural competitions. Overall, Assam claimed the first position, followed by Sikkim at second spot, while Arunachal Pradesh was ranked third. Deputy Mayor Shering Paldan Bhutia graced the concluding ceremony. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.